Dozens of warplanes destroyed deep inside Russian territory by Ukrainian drones, report. By Breitbart London on June 1, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. A Ukrainian drone attack has destroyed more than 40 Russian planes deep in Russia's territory. A Ukrainian security official told the Associated Press on Sunday. While Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles and drones a day before the two sides meet for a new round of direct talks in Istanbul. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity to disclose operational details, said the attack took over 1.5 years to execute and was personally supervised by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The operation saw drones transported in containers carried by trucks deep into Russian territory, he said. The drones reportedly hit 41 bombers stationed at several airfields on Sunday afternoon, including the Belaya Air Base in Russia's Irkutsk region, more than 4,000 kilometers, 2,500 miles, from Ukraine. It is the first time that a Ukrainian drone has been seen in the region, local governor Igor Kobzev said. Russia's defense ministry in a statement confirmed the attacks, which spanned 5 airfields. The FPV drones damaged aircraft and sparked fires on air bases in Irkutsk as well as Russia's northern Murmansk. It said, while strikes were repelled in the Amur region in Russia's Far East and in the western regions of Ivanovo and Ryazan. The attack came the same day as Zelensky said Ukraine will send a delegation to Istanbul for a new round of direct peace talks with Russia on Monday. In a statement on Telegram, Zelensky said that Defense Minister Rustem Umerov will lead a Ukrainian delegation. We are doing everything to protect our independence, our state and our people, Zelensky said. Ukrainian officials had previously called on the Kremlin to provide a promised memorandum setting out its position on ending the war before the meeting takes place. Moscow had said it would share its memorandum during the talks. Russia on Sunday launched the biggest number of drones, 472, on Ukraine since the full-scale invasion in February 2022, Ukraine's Air Force said. Russian forces also launched 7 missiles alongside the barrage of drones, said Yuri Ignat, head of communications for the Air Force. Earlier Sunday, Ukraine's army said at least 12 Ukrainian service members were killed and more than 60 were injured in a Russian missile strike on an army training unit. The strike occurred at 12:50 p.m., the statement said, emphasizing that no formations or mass gatherings of personnel were being held at the time. Ukrainian Army Commander Mykhailo Drepotai later Sunday submitted his resignation following the attack. He was a respected commander whose leadership saw Ukraine regain land on the Eastern Front for the first time since Kyiv's 2022 counteroffensive. The training unit was located to the rear of the 1,000-kilometer, 620-mile, active front line, where Russian reconnaissance and strike drones are able to strike. Ukraine's forces lack troops and take extra precautions to avoid mass gatherings as the skies across the front line are saturated with Russian drones looking for targets. Russia's Ministry of Defense said Sunday that it had taken control of the village of Oleksivka in Ukraine's northern Sumy region. Ukrainian authorities in Sumy ordered mandatory evacuations in 11 more settlements Saturday as Russian forces make steady gains in the area. Speaking Saturday, Ukraine's top army chief, Oleksandr Sirsky, said that Russian forces were focusing their main offensive efforts on Pokrovsk, Turetsk and Lyman in the Donetsk region, as well as the Sumy border area. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.